Moses Henriquez captained New South Wales at the age of only 22. In 2013, he became Australian Test cricketer number 432. The then 25-year-old followed in the footsteps of some of his cricketing heroes. Henriquez says he idolised the War Brothers in particular.
It's something I'm obviously quietly proud of. Sort of looked at the guys who were on TV with the baggy green, you know, your Steve Waugh's, your Mark Waugh's. They were sort of like superheroes to me. I remember one day Dad told me that he was the same height as Steve Waugh, and I was like, you're kidding. Steve Waugh would be so much taller than you. Like, and I just put them so much on this pedestal that, like, they were almost like, you know, Superman or Batman.
Henriquez is different, and not just because of his unusual name. Born in Madeira in Portugal, famous for being the birthplace of football star Cristiano Ronaldo, his family moved to Australia when Moses was two. He was teased for his unusual name growing up, but he says his natural athleticism meant he fitted perfectly into the Australian way of life.
So I was always fighting hard to, do whatever my mates were doing at the time. I always loved playing sport, which obviously helped me make a lot of friends and, I guess, integrate into the Australian culture, because that is sort of a big part and parcel of the Australian culture.
Henriquez's desire to throw himself into sport came at the expense of his Portuguese heritage. He hasn't been back to Madeira since his family moved, a result of his year-round cricket schedule. But that's something he says he's keen to change in the next few years. The 30-year-old says he's even teaching himself Portuguese to prepare for a reconnection with his roots.
I have a few regrets, actually, from when I was growing up. My parents tried to keep speaking Portuguese to me, but because I was so adamant, I wanted to be Australian and to fit in with the Australian culture. I didn't want them to speak to me in Portuguese, and it wasn't until recently where I started actually trying to teach myself Portuguese. Where if I'd only just accepted them speaking to me in that language, that it wouldn't be a skill I need to learn now.
Having travelled the world playing the game he loves, he says it's given him a renewed perspective on the opportunities Australia gives.
Growing up here, you don't really realise how lucky you are to be Australian until you go to other places. You know, the opportunities I was able to get just from the communities that I grew up in and so on is something that I'll never forget and never take for granted, because, you know, I know in other places around the world, I definitely just wouldn't have got that opportunity. And I know that's exactly why my parents moved here as well.
And that's exactly why Moses Henriquez says he'll always call Australia home.
It's a strange one, because it's... I never really thought about it too much until I actually left and then was like, wow, we are so lucky at home.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.